You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone right now, Mark Hornbeck, who is State Communications Director for AARP of Michigan. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. When I called you this morning, you were a little busy. You were at a rally at the Capitol.
Right. We had a big rally today that fortunately drew about 1,100 people. The rally was all about the governor's budget and tax reform proposals.
And the tax reform proposals specifically that AARP is not in favor of is taxing the pensions, a lot of those for retired folks.
Well, overall, we're opposed to the unfairness of the governor's proposal. You at the same time that you have $1 billion-plus tax increase on seniors and the working poor, you have a $1.7 billion tax cut on businesses. And what do seniors get? Seniors and the working poor get besides this business tax cut for their additional tax load? They get reduced services. There would be less money for schools and universities, less money for local governments, which means police and fire protection, road maintenance, garbage pickup, you name it.
And what you mentioned a minute ago, you talked about the unfairness. It was kind of dubbed the "It's Not Fair" rally,
right?
And people came in from all across the state.
Right. We had buses. We had 8 or 9 buses come in from southeast Michigan, from west Michigan, and from Flint. And we had members coming from northern Michigan, from everywhere. It attracted a wide variety of folks.
Did you and the folks who rallied feel that the voices were heard, that you were paid attention to?
Well, you know, we did have some lawmakers speak at the rally in favor of our position, so there's that as a plus. And, you know, any time that you have 1,100 people on the Capitol lawn chanting "It's not fair," everybody in the area hears it, and they know what it's about. They can see the rally going on out their office windows. So we do believe it had some impact.
And of course, taxing the pensions of retired folks, there's no place to make up that income, and that's part of the problem.
Right, and that's we heard some stories from seniors today who spoke at our program saying just that they have fixed incomes. They made retirement decisions based on Michigan's tax treatment of pensions and other retirement income, and so now they feel like the rug's being pulled out from under them in the middle of the game. They've already made a retirement decision. They don't have the wherewithal to earn additional income to make up for what might be taxed. And so they see that as unfair.
And AARP as a group with some lobbying power, do you have the ear of the governor's office and of the legislators and are trying to understand why you have stated that this would be these tax cuts would be, or tax increases would be on the backs of folks who can't afford them.
Right. Well, we hope to get the governor's ear. That was one of the points of holding the rally today on the lawn, right in front of his office. We think we do have the ears of legislators. The reports that are coming out of the Senate indicate that the Senate doesn't have enough votes to pass a pension tax, and we hope it stays that way, and we hope we reinforce that with today's rally.
And there, I did see some quotes in an article from the AARP of Michigan president who said the more we talk and protest, the more likely it is it'll be rejected by the legislature.
That certainly is our hope. This is an issue that everybody knows about. Every lawmaker knows that seniors have a propensity to vote. Our members vote 74% of the time. I don't think that can be matched by any other demographic. And so that they want to be careful. They want to make sure that they're making the right decisions. And we're just trying to influence that decision in our favor.
Absolutely. Now, and you talk about the what you see is the unfairness that the increase in taxes for senior citizens, but the businesses get a $1.8 billion tax cut.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the imbalance of the plan, if you will, that, you know, we've had members tell us that we think seniors ought to pay their fair share, but when we tell them that their tax increase is going to go to pay for a business tax cut, you know, they don't take kindly to that. If there's going to be, you know, some kind of a revenue increase and seniors are asked to shoulder an equal part of the load along with other groups, including business, you know, it's their hope that these revenue increases will pay to improve the quality of life in the state. And that's just not the case here. We're gonna lose $470 per pupil in our schools. The universities would be cut by 22%. You have a $345 million cut in revenue sharing that affects local governments and services that are used by our membership. So, you know, the trade-off just isn't there. They see a tax increase, they get worse services.
And that, so the feeling is that we're paying more and getting less and less and less.
Exactly.
And perhaps losing some of our voice in the process.
Exactly. And those points were made from the podium today. We had about a dozen speakers talk about this, not only about the pension tax, but also about the cuts in revenue sharing and higher ed spending and the school aid fund and, you know, money to local governments. The whole gamut was talked about at the podium today.
Is there kind of a feeling that the rules are changing midstream? As you said, they'd counted on this and you know, retired with this in mind, and now there's huge changes coming.
Exactly. And, you know, we also had some folks from the State Employee Retirees Association, and that was their main complaint that, you know, this is tax on dollar one. There's no phase in. There's no income threshold. You know, it's there's no grandfathering in. I mean, everybody, all seniors are affected from day one. And it's just an unacceptable. It's like, you know, falling off a cliff all in one year.
Well, you know, Mark, this story isn't over. I mean, you know, again, it's a budget proposal, and it's not over till it's over. So there'll be a lot more to follow with this. I appreciate your time very much. Any more gatherings planned?
Not right now, but considering the success of this one, there may be something coming.
Okay. Well, if there is, let me know about it, because I'd love to talk to you about it again and as good representation of your members.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Mark Hornbeck, who is State Communications Director for AARP of Michigan at the from the It's Not Fair rally at the Capitol today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.